And matter of fact, I think that I heard the guest who's in our studio with us right now on the program caught my attention. Why don't you introduce your guest from LTU?
Okay. Well, yeah, she warmed up for this appearance. You know, she had to practice in order to be, you know, really on her game. So she'll be going out over this signal. But it's Lisa Kuyawa is her name. She is our assistant provost, and she is in charge of our K-12 STEM outreach and a variety of programs in that regard. One of those we're here to talk about today is our Super Duper STEM summer camp. So welcome, Lisa.
Yes. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Lisa. Pleasure. So you're kind of targeted at your future students, aren't you?
Yeah, my position at the university is really about enrollment. And so the summer camps, 48% of those students end up enrolling. So it's a great opportunity for us.
And this is K through 12. So you're getting the little bitty kids all the way through 12. Am I right for the...
So the summer camps are for sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high school.
Oh, okay.
But we do have outreach, so I'd like to talk some about that as well.
I do want to talk about that because it goes down to K as well, down to kindergarten, starting down there. And just talk a little bit about STEM for a second before we get to this first break. What is STEM for people who are listening? Why is it important?
So STEM is very important. They're the jobs of the future. And when you look at the unemployment rates for those types of jobs in computer science and different life sciences like biomedical engineering, you'll see that we need those students. And STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. At LTU, we say STEAM. Science, technology, engineering, art, design, and
There you
math.
Go, Gary. That's his
you
song.
You must have been listening because we were talking about that last hour.
Yeah. And the arts is a very important inclusion in
it
that.
It is included.
Absolutely.
So that's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. Excellent. STEAM is very important.
Now, as you said, your job is it to interest people. I'm fascinated. 48% of those who come into these programs?
Yes. As parents, which I'm sure many of us are in this room, parents want an educational opportunity for their son or daughter. And for a sophomore, junior, or senior, exploring their passion, that's what these summer camps are all about. We started with 3. We have 30. Over 500 students come to the camps. Over 250 of them are out-of-state students. And it really does give them 1 week length of an opportunity to understand that field, that career. And it explores their, do I really want to be an engineer? Do I have that skill? Do I really think design is more my passion? And in the end, they figure that out.
That is really fascinating. I know Mike Brennan, who we've taken his name in vain a number of times, wrote an article called Having Fun Learning at Lawrence Tech Summer Camps. And he's got some neat things like a forensic summer science institute. I want to do that one. Can you let grandpas in as well? Well,
sure.
We'll get to that in just a minute. We're talking with the folks from Lawrence Technology University. I got that right.
Technological
University. Okay, yep. I got it proper on it. And Lisa Kuyawa, who's the assistant provost, is with us back in just a minute to talk about some of those fun camps coming up this summer. Well, here we are, one day, probably less than 24 hours away from the first day of spring, I think. And we're already casting our eyes toward the summer and summer camps. And we have with us in studio Lisa Kuyawa. She is the assistant provost at LTU, Lawrence Technological University. And we've got the translation, by the way, Lisa. The assistant provost means that you are the chief academic officer.
Well, my boss is.
Oh, your boss is.
Yes,
okay, so
yes.
As the assistant, you're the assistant to
yes.
the chief academic officer. Okay.
Not going to take her her job.
No,
that responsibility, right?
Yeah,
exactly. But you have the responsibility, I understand, then for managing the summer camps, am I right?
Yes, the summer camps. Actually, I'd like to talk a minute, if you don't mind. The reason why we started these camps, it was when the economy was doing so poorly, and many people in the media were talking about the fact that engineering was never going to come back, manufacturing jobs were gone.
Oh, I remember those conversations.
Right? And so then we said, you know what? Let's show people that engineering really is a need in this country. Mm-hmm. And so we started with 3 camps, and now we have 30.
Wow.
And it's been a great way to showcase the kinds of degree programs that are at a STEM-focused university like Lawrence Technological University.
So, Lisa, from these camps, have you ever made a study to see how many kids actually went to the camp and then said, hey, you know, I want to go to LTU?
Yep, 48% of those students will end up enrolling. But students who had no desire or even thinking of Lawrence Tech as an option for them, why? My strong belief is we have great faculty. And of course, as many of you know, our history is the Lawrence Brothers' mission of theory and practice. And so really that is taken to the camp level. So these camps are 1 week in length. For example, our biomedical engineering camp, they will partner with Beaumont, and the students will go to Beaumont and do experiments. Our transportation design camp, they bring in 7 or 8 different types of experts in that field, along with our own faculty. They start with clay modeling, they move to design software, and they're building something. At the end, they culminated into a massive project. So these students are actually learning hands-on field experience that will give them that idea of if they really want what career they want and what major. And let's face it, when you're going to college, this opportunity this early for a pre-college planning opportunity is exceptional. You need to do it. I always encourage parents. Parents ask all the time about what can I do to have my student know more about what they want to do. Well, this is a great way. When everyone's talking about higher education and student debt, this is the first way to stop that or at least lessen it because you're finding out much earlier.
How many of those kids qualify for scholarships through this program, or is there any opportunities like that?
So that's a great question. So what we do is all the students that attend are the first people that get the options for our scholarships.
Oh, the devil, you say.
Yes. and so why do we do that? Because these are really high academic students. They're not just coming to be lectured to. They have to actually participate. In some of the camps, you have homework afterwards. So they're actually really...
And it's summertime, too.
That's so right. That's right.
But these are kids that are hungry. They like the engineering, the STEM type situations. So they're, you know, doing homework and sometimes okay with them, right?
STEM, again,
absolutely,
being science, technology, engineering, and
correct.
Math.
And it's fun. That's
and
what's
it is fun.
Fun.
Yeah. Right?
No, Gary, we've asked the question before.
Engineers often say that.
Mm-hmm. We're concerned about women being involved in technology. What's the percentage of girls that you find participate in LTU in the summer camps?
So that's a great question also because it's improved dramatically. So I would say it's probably 60-40 now. There's more women that participate than the males. Except for a camp like automotive engineering, you might have one or two students that are women, but ultimately the majority of the camps are women.
Yeah, let me just interject here two things. One of the things that I thought was the coolest when I was writing the press release for these summer camps is at the biotech camp, the kids actually do gene splicing in bacteria.
No.
I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, you're a 10th grader and you're doing genes. I don't know what you were doing in 10th grade, but it wasn't that.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't that.
You know, and the other thing was the really big growth area for women for us, one of them anyway, is the biomedical program, which is now just about 50-50 at Lawrence Tech. And that's true at a lot of places, but it's been true for us.
It's interesting. One of my daughters just got her doctorate in in research, and she was a research scientist now with the VA. But that was her field for being involved in.
So these kids out here listening, you know, go to LTU, get a great education, pick up a chick too. You know,
there you go. That could be our new marketing system. I'll talk to Dr. Modgill when I get back.
And a smart one too.
Let's talk about some of the camps that are available. Because what I want to do, and Cal mentioned this, and we will, folks, before we get out of this, talk about some of the practical things about signing up for it and where people go to get that kind of information. Let's talk about some of the other camps. You mentioned the biotech camp. What are some of the other ones that are out there?
So one of the ones you mentioned before the break was the forensic science.
Oh, yeah.
Camp, and that is actually, that fills up so quickly.
I imagine.
And that is almost like a CSI workshop. And the students, they do experiments on deceased animals. They set up crime situations with the animals all over campus. And students love it. And we have two really young faculty members who are just exceptional. And they do a lot of research in this area. And so they're in charge of the camp. So that's one of them. Architectural engineering is another one of the fastest growing programs at LTU, along with, as Matt said, biomedical engineering. So the architectural engineers go out to different sites during the camp, and they begin to build different things based on architectural engineering principles. So every one of them is different, but all of them are really a great opportunity for young people to get involved in stuff.
See, one was called nanotechnology camp?
Yes. Everything's small. Nanotechnology.
Itsy-bitsy things.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, do you have a camp in... we talk about STEAM, and that's the arts. So I know, like, if you start talking about stuff like what Apple was doing, Steve Jobs, industrial design, the taking the new innovation and making it look really slick and pretty, do you do any camps in that particular regard?
Yes, we have a whole variety of camps in architecture. So one is industrial design, where they take a variety of things. Some are technology-based, some are transportation-based, like automotive or trains, and build things and develop project-based learning in regards to those areas, yes. Yes. The campus is full during the summer. They're everywhere. I want to also just have a shout out. We have two relationships with the Detroit Public Schools in Birmingham, Brother Rice, where we're doing middle school camps. I often get questions about middle school camps.
Yeah, because the ones we've been talking about so far are for high schoolers.
Yes.
And
yes.
That would be, you said, give me the ages for the ones we've been talking about so far.
10th graders through 12th graders.
Okay, that's 10 through 12.
Yes.
And then the middle schoolers
will be for 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay, 6th.
What about the 9th and 10th, 9th graders?
So, no offense to the 9th graders. Love 9th graders. It's really about the maturity of the information in the camps the emotional intelligence. So, it's just best 9th through 12th grade.
It's something they grow into.
That's exactly right. That's something to look forward to.
Nice way to put it.
They've got a lot to deal with that year, right? So they can take a break. Because they have no idea what they're in for. So
good answer.
That's raging hormones, number one and two. Oh, boy. I've got some grandchildren who are approaching that. Grace, no offense to you, hon. But it's.
I was going to say, she's screening your calls. You better.
I know. No, it's not that.
Oh, not okay.
All right. She's passed the screen.
Okay.
Who is? She's in eighth grade now, and heads right. So
that's a challenging year. I can tell you.
Yes, it is. It's a year of a lot of turmoil just before you're getting into high school, and that ninth grade year is a year of a lot of adjustments. But the key thing, is the camps we've been talking about then so far are for 10th through 12th grade.
Yes.
And the middle school. What kind of thing are they doing? Things like this, but are they different at LTU as well?
Okay, so
the middle school.
Yes, the DPS partnership we have is called the Blue Devil Scholars Program, and it is a partnership with Samson Weber Leadership Academy and Northwestern Collegiate Prep, and it's a variety of different things focused around STEM. We do professional training our faculty with their teachers. We have them come to our campus for a variety of things, but we are going to do middle school camps on our campus in math, science, technology, engineering, art.
Okay, the whole STEAM range. Excellent.
Absolutely. And it's based on the curriculum that those students need to know. So it's whatever the common core that they're working from.
Go ahead.
So that's going to happen this summer, and we're going to put that out on our website as soon as it's ready.
Excellent. Okay. When we come back, I want to take care of some of the practical details for people who are listening, their grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, dads, moms, so they can get going on this, because I know this is not too early to get your kids involved.
We'll close in May, so.
We got to get this going, folks, and we'll do that in just a minute here on the Internet Advisor. As we're coming back, I want to say thank you very much to Mike Stett and Logan Standifer and Rich Lusinski, who have been the folks behind the glass helping us to keep this merry menagerie alive. And thank also Matt Rausch, who's in studio with here. Matt, thanks so much for helping us to arrange this conversation we're having right now. That's an old friend of ours. He's now the director of media relations at LTU.
Yes, I am. I've been there. I've been there all of 6 weeks now, so I'm kind of a veteran there now. No, we had two people in the marketing department, marketing and public affairs department. They had two openings in the past year for the first time in like 10 years. So that'll tell you what kind of workplace it is. You know, people don't want to leave.
I understand, and you're doing a great job. And thank you very much for bringing Lisa Kuyawa, who is the assistant provost for LTU, is in studio with us right now. We've been talking during the last part of the hour about summer camps at LTU, and we've been talking about the content. Again, the focus for the campus this summer, and these will be when? When are these going to be taking place?
That's a great question.
Press the button there. There you go. We got it.
Apologize. The first week starts June 20th. Okay. Next one is July 11th. Next one is July 18th. And the next one is July 25th.
Okay. So there's definitely June and July will be the main months for this. And if somebody wants to get more information about this to get their child involved in it, let's talk a little bit about some of the practicalities. What are some of the costs in sending a child to a camp?
So we have two kinds of costs. If you want to be a commuter student and just come for the day and then leave, that's one price, and that's roughly about $500 with lunch included. And then if you want to be a residential student where you stay on campus, that's about $700. Mm-hmm. And at night, we do a Tigers game, we go bowling, we do putt-putt. The students get that educational opportunity to see what it's like on a college campus.
Okay, so they live in the dorms. That is a lot of fun.
Yes.
Great. So that's something really to think about, especially for somebody, let's say, who is a junior or a senior, are going into those years in high school in the next year. Be a great time for them to get this kind of that sense of what it's like to be on a campus. And
it is a nice feeling for them. What's really cool, frankly, is when they come as freshmen and then they're rooming together. So I think that's just so great. They met at the camps. Then we have chaperones, and some of the chaperones were at the summer camps. So it's kind of like this evolving circle, kind of the circle of life for education, really. And it's been a great experience, and I'm really happy that we started this.
What are the mechanics then of getting more information about this?
Very simply, if they go to ltu.edu, in the search box, put summer camps.
Gotcha.
Click on the first link, and you'll be able to see everything. It has a video, actually, that shows last year's camps and students talking about their experiences. The forms are there. It has the descriptions, the dates, the times, the costs. Everything is right there. And my email is on there as well. It's lkujawa@ltu.edu. Always religious about answering my emails, particularly from parents. So please call, email. We're happy to have you.
I love it. A really personal connection with that, Lisa Koyoa. That's going to be for the summer camps. They're on campus. And there are how many of them that are going to be there? You mentioned, was it four?
There are actually 30 camps.
Oh, 30 camps. I'm thinking of
There's
the sessions.
There's 4 weeks.
Those
different
things are different sessions.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hey, Lisa, question. If a kid is really, really smart, but they don't have the economic means to get to the camps, is there any sort of way where they can get support for that sort of situation? Or is there anyone out in the listening audience that might want to do that sort of thing for a kid?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked me that question, because this is really the most important thing, I think, when we talk about the camps. First of all, there's discounts on that page and when you click on the summer camps, there's discounts you can earn to lower the price.
Mm.
Secondly, I always tell parents, we will work with you, because we really don't make money on the camps. It's not our intent. Our real intent is to get students engaged in STEM, for them to see the great degrees that we offer at Lawrence Tech,
sure,
and show them what great careers. I'm just going to digress for 1 second. Lawrence Tech is number one in southeastern Michigan for return on investment, and we're in the top 7% in the country.
Wow.
And why is that? Because we have great degrees that are needed in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And students who want to earn a great salary coming to a place like LTU in the summer to learn and then get inspired to work in a STEM field, to me, that is priceless.
You know, Gary, we've talked about that. There's been that call we've heard for a number of years that we need the engineers. We need, you know, people who are in these science areas.
There's not enough of them. There really aren't. And boy, to help graduate people that really not only have the academic chops, but to have that real-world experience, I think, is wonderful.
Absolutely.
And you excel at it.
Besides this, quickly to answer Cal's question, are there scholarships that people can find as well?
They can talk to me, and we work things out.
Folks, you found the person to talk to.
Yes. And I wanted to point out, too, that you know, a lot of the camps are very hardcore science, but there's also art and design camps, architecture camps, that kind of thing. And in fact, Lawrence Tech was just ranked 17th in the country for game design at the undergraduate level.
Wow.
And the game design program, we have a computer science major with a concentration in computer game programming, and then we have several design majors in the College of Architecture and Design for various aspects of game design. And from their freshman year, these kids are sitting in classes with computer scientists and artists and percolating ideas together. And that's one of the reasons why it was rated so high, because you don't see that in a lot of places. Right. There's this wall between design and science, and, you know, never the twain shall meet. And, you know, computer gaming is all about breaking that down, and that's what we do there, you know,
by
the
way,
academic program.
This is a side note. You two guys, Matt and Shane, were kind of kidding between the break about just having fun at summer camp as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's some of the best times of my life, summer camp.
Oh, yeah. Boy Scout camp was great. You always did something crazy. And I also went to church choir camp as a kid. And that
so
was
is there
too.
Room for rascals like this?
For sure.
So there's fun there. There's this
always
plain
fun. Yeah, because, you know, as Matt just said, when you're talking about the hardcore sciences, and the goal here is always to show a student what that field or career is like, but show them how that's impactful to the country, to the world, right?
Gotcha.
And at the same time, it is fun because you can learn so much about yourself, your skills, how your hands can work on things to make things great. So absolutely, there's a lot of fun.
You know, just apropos of nothing, I mean, and apropos of this, LTU was also big in robotics, isn't it? If I'm remembering, the first robotics was...
First robotics program, correct. And that is one of the fastest. Architectural engineering, robotics, and biomedical engineering are the top three growing programs at the University of Engineering.
And we actually have a program at Lawrence Tech, an international robotics competition called RoboFest that was invented at Lawrence Tech. That is kind of a competitor of FIRST Robotics. We consider ourselves friendly competitors, but the thing about RoboFest is that it's smaller robots that are less expensive to build, and they are entirely autonomous. There's no operator-controlled segment of the competition like there is at FIRST Robotics, because there aren't many robots on assembly lines with people controlling them. I mean, autonomy is what robots are all about, right? That's kind of the point.
That's what we're worried about, by the way. You know, Skynet, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, autonomous cars also. But the world championship for RoboFest is coming up the week after graduation. So there'll be hundreds of students from all over the world. There's teams in China. There's teams in India. There's teams in Australia.
Coming to
Lawrence Tech.
Oh, to LTU for
It's the second weekend in May for the world championships for RoboFest.
One time I actually went by there, you know, just to peek at what was going on there, and I was fascinated by the number and the diversity of kids that were involved with that situation and the things that they were doing over there. It's really quite an exciting time to watch, even if you're not a student. It's worth it. You know, it's like going to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Is there still room at the camps? I mean, I'm sure there are people who from past years are already signing up.
Yes, there's room for the camps. We will most likely close early May, only because the faculty like to keep 20 to 25 students in a camp because of all the hands-on kind of things they do. But please send your applications in. Give me a call. Give me an email. If you have any questions, we're happy to have you on the campus and to know more about what's going on at Lawrence.
Now, we'll put links on our homepage.
Thank you.
In our show notes. We'll be sure to put that in there. But for those who are listening, ltu.edu is the place to go on the internet. And then from there, you type in the summer camps into the search box there, and it'll take you to the summer camps, and you can find out more information about that. You can find there are application forms online there.
Application forms are online. Yep. My phone number and my email directly to me is on there as well.
And this is going to be, again, the summer camps are for the students who are the grade level is going to be through
10, 11, and 12.
10, 10, yeah, 11, entering 10th and 11th and 12th grade. Yep. Right.
Yep. By the way, will the middle school, will that information be there too?
As soon as it's done, we'll have both the middle school that the camps we're offering on site at Brother Rice High School and then at LTU for the DPS.
You know, we talk a lot about, you know, cyber events that happen here on this show and sometimes cyber warfare. And do you have any camps that are associated with, security or cybersecurity?
No, we don't, but it's a good opportunity. I'll think about maybe we should do that next year.
Need one next year, right?
Yes, exactly.
Sounds great.
We're going to have hackers on campus. The White Hat Camp. Hey, how's that sound, Shane?
White Hat Camp.
yeah, right.
Well, Matt, I want to thank you very much for bringing Lisa in here. Lisa, thank you so much.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you.
It's a wonderful thing that LTU is doing, Lawrence Technological University. And, folks, I hope that you can take advantage of this. Cal's great question was, how can we get people in there who, maybe need some financial help? Check it out. Find out about that.